If you can't be happy with a coffee, you won't be happy with a yacht. Naval Ravikant says this quote, and I'm not sure when I first heard it, but it's really helped me see a different perspective to the whole side of happiness. I think a lot of people assume that material goods will get them where they want to go, but shortly after getting what they want, they realize that the time and effort they put in is unproportionate to the reward that they got. So for example, say you want a Ferrari. You work very hard, and after a couple of years, you have enough money to afford the Ferrari. Not only is getting the thing killing your driving motivation in a way, because now it's like, what's the goal, right? You got the Ferrari. But also, you spent all those years grinding and working so hard just to get the Ferrari. And it might be your dream car, it might be something you love, but you're going to think to yourself, okay, and now what? You know what I mean? There's going to be the point where you're going to think to yourself, oh my God, I got a Ferrari. That's amazing. I'm so happy for myself. I'm so cool. People love the Ferrari. But the reality is, eventually that time's going to run out. And you're going to think to yourself, okay, well, now what do I got to do? Because the rest of your life isn't just going to be driving your Ferrari. And also to add on to this, I forgot who said this. It might have been Morgan Housel, but he said that when other people see people driving really nice cars, they don't think, oh, that person's so cool. They think to themselves, oh, I wish I had that car. I wish I could be there. I wish I could do that. So for those people that are thinking to themselves that if I get this car, people are going to be jealous of me. People are going to wish that they could have the car that I had. And to an extent, that's true, but you have to realize that they're going to wish that they had what you had for themselves. They don't look at you driving and go, oh, that guy's really cool. They look at you driving the car and think, I wish I had that car, and imagine themselves in there. So I think that's a good little mental shift for you guys to understand, because although it's not directly proportionate to what we're talking about for Naval's quote today, it's important to understand that your material goods and your satisfaction from the material things you get isn't going to be as high as the satisfaction from other areas of your life where you are actually going to feel better about yourself. I think there's a big stigma and a lot of people around, especially on social media, promoting all these nice cars, nice houses. And in a way, some people might feel pressured that, oh, I have to do this. Because if I don't get this Ferrari, all these reels on Instagram are telling me I got to do this. So I think I got to do this. And you get all your priorities wrong, and you don't learn how to be happy without the Ferrari. So when you get the Ferrari, you're not happy. You need to understand that the material things in life are not going to give you happiness. They're not going to teach you how to be happy, if that makes sense. So if you got something really nice for yourself, but you weren't happy to begin with, it's not going to make you happy. And that's exactly what Naval is saying in this quote. If you can't be happy with a coffee, you won't be happy with a yacht. If you can't sit down and enjoy a coffee, enjoy the taste, enjoy everything around you, you're not going to enjoy the yacht. I think something that I learned very recently, not from experience, but just because so many people have been saying it around me, is the fact that, and I think this is very smart, I already mentioned it, you're not going to learn how to be happy by getting this thing, right? I think Naval has a lot of really good quotes in the field of actually enjoying your life and doing what you love. I highlighted this one specifically because I think it'll help some of you guys understand material goods and material things aren't what you strive for. You might think that's what you want, but you want it as a side, as a byproduct of what you're actually doing, your main goal, in other words. So you might want to, we'll use myself as an example. I'm going to open up a little bit, but I want to be happy, right? In my life, my ideal life is me being happy with the people around me, with the things that I do, with the connections that I make, everything around me, just I'm happy with. And it's very hard to construct a life this way, but you need to understand that if I'm happy with the people around me, then I'll be happy with my 1998 Honda, with my 2005 Kia, right? These are just examples. I'm not sure if those are actual cars, so let me know, guys, but I'm not too big of a car guy. I had a little phase actually of being a car guy, but trust me. Anyway, it was not very big. I'm not the best with cars, but it comes as a byproduct. If you're able to be happy with your life, with the people around you, then you're going to be happy with what you have. Also, I think if you're used to not having that much, when you get an abundance of something, there are two different routes that you can go. You can have appreciation towards it and understand that, wow, life is so much easier. Life is so much better. I'm so much happier when I have this thing with me than when I don't. Or you become too flashy. So I was reading The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Really good book. I'm rereading it. And one of the things that he mentions is how a lot of times people buy stuff and do all these different, you know, big financial moves because it's a sign of like power and it's a sign of I'm at the end of the road. I did it, right? And he was talking about how a lot of NFL players started out very poor and they didn't have much growing up. When they get to the NFL, they buy all these chains and these nice cars, and it's a status symbol essentially, right? And while there's nothing wrong with this because everybody's different, I do want to say that it's important to understand that what you have is limited, especially financially, because you never know what'll happen. I mean, how many stories do you guys hear about people like spending money on their first contract and then, I don't know, they get injured or they get cut or something happens and then they don't have no more money. So being able to control yourself and be financially smart is super important. But the only reason I'm bringing this up is because, hey, sorry to interrupt myself, but this episode is sponsored by TNT Evolution. Capture your untapped potential by taking their high-quality supplements to take your physical well-being to the next level. For those of you taking multiple scoops of creatine every day, look no further. TNT's creatine monohydrate has amazing reviews, and it's all in the form of a capsule. No more powdered hands and constant mixing with water. Get extra strength, faster recovery, and easier digestion with TNT Evolution's creatine monohydrate. You can find them on Amazon, Walmart, and TikTok Shop. It works the same way with happiness, right? You need to try to have an abundance of happiness and be happy in every aspect of your life. But you need to understand that those times aren't always going to be there. I heard an amazing quote that I think Alex Hormozi said this. He said, good times are to be enjoyed and bad times are to remember the good times and how good it feels like when you're in that stage, if that makes sense. So pretty much he's saying the good times you need to enjoy, actually be present in them, because a lot of times, and actually I had a friend text me the other day and he was telling me that how he was doing great, you know, all this stuff. And then shortly after, like two texts later, he said, but I'm not going to like get too ahead of myself. Like I know that there's bad to come. And I told him, dude, like enjoy what you have right now, man, because you're not always going to have this happiness. And you know, the other way around, when you're kind of down, remember the happy times and remember that that time is going to come eventually too. Not everything is permanent, which I think is very important to understand. And for anybody that's maybe struggling right now, understand that this is temporary. And Chris Williamson says the same thing in his episodes, that more people need to realize this in different aspects of life. For example, when I'm studying for my finals in college, I say to myself, everybody, if you guys go to college, maybe even if you're in high school, you know how much finals suck. If you've been through the education system, it's horrible. It's just so much studying. It's painful. It's terrible. And the amount of money I spent on caffeine is unbelievable. But nonetheless, so during the finals, I remind myself that this is very temporary. This suck that I'm going through, the fact that I have to study many hours every single day and limit the amount of fun that I can have at the time is temporary. And soon enough, I'm not going to have to deal with that anymore. And it's going to be the other way around. Now, instead of me having to say to myself, okay, the amount of fun you're going to have is limited and the amount of suck that you're going to have is going to be very abundant, it's the other way around, right? For example, like summer break, right? The amount of fun that you're going to have is going to be more abundant and the amount of suck that you're going to have is a lot more limited, a lot less. So it works. There's different periods in your life and you need to be appreciative of both because they shape you. And I can have a whole nother episode if you guys want about how everything about you is shaped by how you decide to go about things. If you're having a rough time in your life, That's perfectly okay. I'm not saying not everybody is able to just brush it off, right? And when you're going through maybe like extra work hours or something like that, something a little bit less sucky, understand that it's limited and it's not going to be there forever, right? And to go back to the quote that I was talking about by Naval, it's limited. So is your happiness. You know, if you can't enjoy the coffee, you won't enjoy the yacht. But if you can enjoy the yacht, then you're able to understand everything you worked for, everything, how hard you push yourself for this, and how much you deserve it. And it's a byproduct of the process. If your eyes are set on the yacht, when you get it, you're going to be happy. You did your goal, but now what? You know what I mean? And you're going to start the process of your life where it might be a little bit more negative because you got what you wanted and you didn't get the results that you thought it would give you. The yacht isn't going to make you happy. And I think there's a big argument that, oh my God, you can travel wherever, you load it up, you can have whatever, your whole family, you can have girls on there, whatever. But realize the things that you're saying and understand that those things don't bring you happiness. There's a freedom of not, oh my apologies, there's a freedom of being able to understand that those things won't fulfill you. And you get the most satisfaction from the things that are the most simple. And I heard a quote, I can't remember by who, but they were saying how the most unproductive things seem to be the most helpful. Going on a walk, reading, journaling. You might think, oh, that's 30 minutes, an hour of my time, and all I did was walk. But it's so helpful for you. And you're able to clear your head so much more easily, along with just kind of think to yourself, like learn to appreciate the little things in life. Oftentimes we're so focused on the future that we don't enjoy the present. I was watching a video yesterday and the guy was saying how if you want to be happy, stop looking to the future, stop looking into the past. Be yourself and understand every single day is a new opportunity for different things. And every single day you must live in the present rather than thinking, oh my God, I got a test next week. Think, okay, well, what can I do today to prepare for it? But at the same time, okay, well, that's next week. Worry about it next week. I was talking about it in one of my other episodes how you're going to deal with your problems the same as you always do. Rather than worrying, oh my God, I have this test in a month, you're going to get over this obstacle the same way you do with any other problem. So don't make it bigger than it actually is. This is something that a lot of people, and including myself especially, struggle with. I think so far ahead and I think a couple steps ahead of me, and sometimes it doesn't do me as good as I would want it to and as I thought that it would. Mostly because I'm worried about the future when that hasn't even happened yet. When I might make up a scenario that isn't even going to happen to begin with. So yeah, guys, learn to be grateful for what you have and don't take it for granted. Simple is sometimes better. Once again, if you can't be happy with a coffee, you won't be happy with a yacht. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.